It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, November 2nd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. One of the most common images of this week's hurricane, power sharing. People huddling with their phones and laptops plugged into power strips set up in bank foyers, coffee shops, or dangled helpfully out of windows. But the storm hasn't just shaken up the East. We got a note from a listener 1,000 miles from the flooding in New York and New Jersey. Catherine Conklin designs websites in Minnesota, but she and her clients were using Squarespace, a web company with its bank of computers in power-starved Lower Manhattan. Squarespace employees have kept a blog of their valiant efforts to stay online, including a bucket brigade to get diesel fuel up 17 flights of stairs to a generator. Catherine says this has taught her something about so-called cloud computing.
I've always visualized the cloud, I mean, I think we all do, as being fluffy white air. We can access things through it, our Facebook and our Twitter and our Tumblr accounts. But it really turns out it's a physical thing. It's a place.
What about larger companies that use the cloud, keeping data and computing power online so it can be used anywhere? Netflix learned a tough lesson during a big system crash in 2008.
Since then, we've moved essentially all of our infrastructure, all of our computing and data storage into the cloud.
That's Neil Hunt, product manager at the company. He says Netflix's version of the cloud uses lots of redundancy, multiple data centers in countries around the world. And there's the Chaos Monkey.
The Chaos Monkey is our name for a piece of software that runs on a computer that randomly terminates instances in our system. So we make sure that we're practicing failure on every system every day in a way that exercises all of our failure recovery mechanisms.
It's like a digital version of Kato from the Pink Panther movies, always ready to put you to the test. In the name of keeping porn, pedophiles, and drugs away from kids, Russia this week cracked down on the internet and cracked down hard. Before, a web page might get banned here or there in Russia, but now there's a central registry of banned websites for the whole country, says Andrei Soldatov. He's a journalist who founded Argentura.ru, a watchdog group that keeps an eye on Russian security agencies. Writing in the magazine Wired, Soldatov says it's local prosecutors and courts that can ban sites, and the public often can't see their evidence.
You cannot look at why the prosecutor and the court decided that this website or this page might be considered to be dangerous.
Which opens up the possibility the ban might be used not just for material that endangers kids, but also against political opponents. To do this, Russians are using a technology that governments in the West are not supposed to rely on because of privacy concerns. It's called DPI, Deep Packet Inspection, a system that allows officials to look at the content of the data, not just where it comes from or where it's going.
DPI is a technology that allows the provider to understand not only the direction, not only where this message should be sent, but what's inside.
First data service providers, and now the Russian government. DPI was originally designed to spot when people were illegally downloading movies or using Skype as a way to get around paying long-distance charges. And before we go, a word of the week. Skeuomorphism. It starts with S-K-E-U-O. We heard it this week while covering the ouster of Scott Forstall, a senior executive at Apple. It refers to a digital design approach in which things on the screen are made to look old school, like the app for notes that resembles a yellow legal pad. Forstall was close to the late boss Steve Jobs, who favored that look. Some designers think skeuomorphism is as tacky as Naugahyde and could be on its way out at Apple. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.